This will be a short update. Everyone is doing really well, of course. Really glad to see the engagement with the readings in particular this week. So as we go into the final week, this coming week, which is it, I don't know that you actually need a whole review, but just to kind of make sure you understand the lay of the land and kind of what we're walking you through is when we're going through our life, and we want it to be sort of the best thing, we're often in a position of trying to make ourselves happy. And a lot of times it's instant gratification. I think many of you know that and see that in the context for others and yourself with social media, but we still just do this in our own life in general. And what we start to recognize is, oh, you know what it is that the situation around me affects whether or not I'm happy. And we really have more, not a lot, but we do have a little bit more control than that. So when we're looking at the situation, we should see, how does that make me feel? Why is this controlling me? Why is the situation affecting me in this way? And that's why we spent some time talking also about your needs and dispositions, because there's probably some reasons why certain things make you happier, less happy, angry, sad. And it happens to everybody, although the individual things might be slightly different. And then we talk about the agency to do something different, right? How to either reframe what's going on in your head internally, or maybe you need to make some sort of change in your life. That's great when we're trying to figure out what that really looks like in the future. We're talking about a different kind of free will, a different kind of agency, one that I call perspective agency, one that says, well, here's who I want to be. And then you start asking yourself if you're doing the things that get you there. And even if, right, so even if you get all of these sort of, ducks lined up in a little row, it doesn't mean the situation always follows. There's still suffering. There's still mistakes. There's times you sort of fail to be that idealized self. But it doesn't mean that everything you thought up or did was wrong. It simply means, oh, you just got to get back up and do it again. So that's why this past week has been on practices. And then maybe that's part of what I hope you're seeing is like, oh, this is about practices, getting up and doing it again. And in the evening review sort of journal, it's the same thing. Like, oh, today didn't work out the way I wanted. So what will I do differently tomorrow, right? And so in this final week, you have your final paper. It's an iteration, I guess, of the midterm paper or the first paper, whatever you want to call it. But it is a little harder. Like, I'll challenge you to do something very weird. It is very weird. It's a little better in the classroom, to be honest with you. But it is something you can still do, just to see, what do you want your life to look like? It's really hard for us to do this. It's really hard to envision this, to be quite honest with you. So every now and then I still play this game myself. But you could go pick a spot in your room or pick a hallway and say, wherever you're standing in your room or in the hallway is now. It's really weird, right? Now. And then pick a point in the hall, maybe the end of the hall. Pick a point in your room, maybe 10 steps away, and say, okay, that is going to be 5 to 10 years from now. And close your eyes and walk those 10 paces or walk to the end of the hall. Maybe walk first, then close your eyes. But either way, when you get there, stop. And this is very weird. Just imagine yourself physically. What is it like in the future? And it sounds so bizarre. But think of these hopes and dreams that you have. What does it really feel like? And I do mean, try to think about, what kind of things do you think you would hear? What kinds of things do you think you would sense, you might feel? But more importantly, what would you smell? Now, that sounds like the most bizarre thing in the world to tell somebody, but I have done this a number of times, and it doesn't work for everybody, but there are a few people that can kind of trick themselves into smelling something. And I think it's the most important thing, because that's the part that works with memory the best. And that's what I want you to have with you, is like, oh, that is the memory of the future I want to have when I'm writing this paper. These are the goals. These are the things I want to do. So you don't have to do it that way. Like I said, for me, it's a fun little exercise. Sometimes it does work better in the classroom, but we're almost done. Keep up the good work. Thank you. Bye.